Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The NFL draft will be here before you know it, beginning on May 8th and going through the 10th. Now, the Patriots have the 29th pick in the first round this year, so we're going to go ahead and kick off our draft preview series. We're going to start things with the wide receiver position. Now, is that a position where there's a lot of need this year like there was last year? We'll get to that and more with Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly in just a bit. But first, here's a preview of some of this year's prospects. Sammy Watkins is projected to be the first wide receiver off the board, and there's no disputing why. His athleticism allows him to beat defenders quickly, and he wastes no time coming off the line of scrimmage. His excellent hand-eye coordination helped him haul in 101 receptions and go over 1,400 yards in his final season with the Tigers. Bruce Ellington out of South Carolina is projected by CBS Draft Scout to be picked up around the third round, but don't let his 5'9" frame deceive you of his potential. His speed certainly makes up for it, and defenders have a hard time keeping up. Do the Patriots need another wide receiver from Texas Tech? Sure, why not? If they're in the market for one by the seventh round, then Eric Ward could be the guy. His numbers do all the talking. He joins 49ers wide receiver Michael Crabtree in Texas Tech history with the most receptions, yards, and receiving touchdowns. He has a unique build, which makes him appealing.
So we're going to kick things off with the wide receiver position. Now, this was a huge area of need last year, but not maybe so much this year. What's your thoughts on the Patriots
going after one? I totally agree with you, Jackie. Last year, you know, Belichick talked about it right after they took those two early in the draft, Dobson and Boyce. It was a redo, a complete redo with the position. Not anywhere near that kind of urgency this time around.
And that's, I kind of agree with that. I don't think they should take a wide receiver, especially early this year in the draft. I think that they have a lot of youth still from last year. And let's not forget about Shane Vereen, who can still catch, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola. I think they're pretty set here, but I will let you get to your favorites. Who do you like in this year's class?
I definitely agree with you. I don't think it's a high priority. I do think there is a need maybe for a bigger target. And I'm going to be a little contradictory because I'm going to start off by telling you the guy I like the most, and he probably doesn't fit that mold. But he's a DeSean Jackson type. We had a lot of DeSean Jackson talking about a playmaker, a dynamic threat. Oregon State's Brandon Cooks, I think he is all of that and more, and a high character guy as well. Big time playmaker. Probably a little bit early for where the Patriots want to go, but I also like Jordan Matthews out of Vanderbilt, and I like Allen Robinson at Penn State. Robinson in particular to me is intriguing because of the Bill O'Brien connection. You got to think there's some familiarity with the system, a very productive guy. Like an Anquan Boldin type, a bigger target on the outside, not a blazing speed kind of guy, but definitely a productive player in college.
Well, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what is the area of need here?
I would say it's probably around a 5.
Okay.
I do think that they could use some playmaking ability on the outside, and you know, it's hard for me to say exactly what they feel about the guys they brought in last year. They had 3 rookies on the roster. Are they really happy with all of them? If so, maybe I knocked that number down a little bit. To me, there was some inconsistencies there, so I'm going to leave it at 5.
Okay, but they can only get better in year 2, right?
Theoretically.
Okay, well, that's my point, and I'm sticking to it. We will have plenty of coverage on our draft previews, but that will wrap it up for Paul and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.